This is Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry.
I want to make sure I don't miss a moment to have impact. And the only way to do that, in my mind, is to live the way Jesus inspired us to live, and that's to be extraordinary, to be different, to stand out by doing what he's called us to do in every area of our life.
For the next 30 minutes, we will unpack sports, faith, and life with intriguing guests.
You don't know what God has in store for you. You know, you can't put limits on it, and you can't doubt it. You can't have fear. You just put your head down, and you know he's got a plan, and then you look up, and you just go, man, he did. He had me the whole time, and I'm just going to keep working for him.
We hope you'll be inspired, challenged, and encouraged by conversations about the personal side of sports.
And that's what my parents taught me, and if anything, I owe that humility to them because they brought us up the right way.
Now, from his mic to your ears, this is Bryce Johnson.
Welcome to Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry on 730 The Game, ESPN Charlotte. I'm Bryce Johnson in the Ignite Health Studios. I hope you're doing great today on this Super Bowl weekend. Thank you so much for joining us as we unpack sports, faith, and life with intriguing guests from the sports and entertainment world. Today on the show, we'll be joined by Phil Murphy from ESPN. He's been covering the Super Bowl all week, and so we'll get his thoughts on the big game. You can check out our website, unpackingit.com. Catch up on all of the devotionals from this past week. We talked about the Eagles, the Patriots, and tons of Super Bowl talk. Also, last week on the radio show, we interviewed Chris Maragos from the Philadelphia Eagles. And so if you missed that interview, be sure to check out the podcast. You can follow me on Twitter, Bryce Radio, or on Facebook, just search Unpacking It. You can also email me, Bryce@unpackingit.com. Later on today, we'll do our segment, Unpack This, the radio version of our weekday email devotional blog that you can sign up to receive for free on unpackingit.com. We take a current sports story and relate it to our own lives while looking at what the Bible says as well. And so you can sign up on unpackingit.com. I want to thank our presenting sponsor, Charlotte Dentistry. CharlotteDentistry.com is their website. They've been serving the Charlotte area since 1977. They've got general dentistry for your entire family that includes teeth cleaning, cosmetic dentistry, and teeth whitening. And be sure to tell Dr. Armstrong and Dr. Watson and Dr. Eshelman that we sent you, and they're conveniently located near Uptown Charlotte. But right now, let's talk about the Super Bowl and jump into our interview. Our guest today has been at ESPN since 2010. He has worked as a producer, reporter, and on-air anchor, contributing to ESPN's coverage of college football, college basketball, recruiting, and MMA. This week, he's been in Minnesota covering the Super Bowl, and he's now an anchor with ESPN internationally in Africa, Australia, and the Philippines. I'm excited to welcome Phil Murphy back on Unpacking It. Phil, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Doing great, Bryce. I got to say, I'm impressed, man. That bio, we didn't talk bio before we coordinated this interview. You have all that information saved. Very impressed. Very impressed you have all that.
No, that's great. And I want to ask you about this international kind of responsibility that you have, because I think it's fascinating. So we'll discuss that. But before we jump in and talk Super Bowl and everything else, you got married this past Saturday, man. So congrats, and fill me in. How did it turn out?
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was great. We got married in Denver, and we live in Connecticut. So
wow.
It was a little bit of a hike to get out there, and got married Saturday. And then Sunday night, I flew to Minneapolis for the Super Bowl. So she joined me out here on Tuesday. So we're trying to, you know, in the little downtime I have, just trying to kind of enjoy the sights together. But it's nice. You know, I'm here doing work, so I can scout out a location and be like, hey, this is cool, and this probably isn't worth our time and money. So she'd never been to a Super Bowl before, so I don't think this is quite going to count as our honeymoon. probably we'll be taking that a little bit later once it warms up a little bit. But it's been cool to have her here, and definitely the wedding was outstanding.
That's awesome. Well, so how did that even come about that you would get married the Saturday before the Super Bowl? You lost that battle, you know, I assume.
Well, we were looking at like times, and you know, we didn't want to have a super long engagement. We got engaged in August.
Okay. Wow.
And so there were some times, you know, in February and March that didn't really work for our respective families. And the girl who introduced us is quite pregnant, so she had to be there. So we had to kind of thread a few needles. So when the January 27th came up, I told her like, "Hey, this will work, but I probably will be covering the Super Bowl, and I'll probably have to fly out Tuesday or Wednesday after the wedding."
Man,
and she said, "Oh, that's fine. You know, we get a couple of days together." And then I found out I had a hit for Australia Monday morning that needed to be taped, so I had to fly out Sunday night. So she's been a trooper about it. But quick story, her dad played professional football. And when he got drafted in the early 80s out of Nebraska, he got drafted by the Lions. So they scheduled their wedding before training camp and all that. And then the Canadian Football League gave him a call and said, "Hey, we'd love to have you come out and be a wide receiver for us." He was a receiver. And he said they offered him a lot more money. And so he ended up playing in Canada. But the thing is, their season starts a lot earlier.
Oh.
So his first game was actually the day after his wedding. So he went and practiced all week with the team, flew down from, I think, Montreal to Nebraska to get married that Saturday. And then got on a plane, left his reception early to go back and play his first career game. So when they found out, like, "Oh, you guys get a night together, you're fine."
So
her mom and dad had my back the whole time. So that helped a lot.
Oh, that's hilarious. What are the odds of that? That's an incredible story. Phil Murphy, our guest right now from ESPN, and he's in Minnesota covering the Super Bowl this week. Just got married, and it's pretty wild story. Well, so just for your role and you're covering the Super Bowl and giving updates and doing reports on what's taking place. What storylines have you kind of leaned on, and maybe is there a story this week that isn't getting enough attention that you feel like should be getting more attention?
Ooh, I'll answer the first question first because that's easier.
Yeah,
there's like I said, the players have all been pretty quiet. A story to me that I found pretty interesting and pretty compelling was, funny, I guess I would say, the whole thing about Chris Long, the defensive end for the Eagles, played for the Patriots last year. He when he joined the Eagles over the summer, Ken Flagel, who's the Eagles linebackers coach, was Long's defensive coordinator in St. Louis when the Rams were still there. And he and Long were talking before the season, and Flagel told him, "Hey, man, you know, nothing would be better than you and I lifting the Lombardi Trophy together at the end of the year." And Long kind of jokingly is like, yeah, that'd be great, whatever. "You know, if that happens, I'll get your face tattooed on me." And so Flagel's brought it back up this week and said, "Hey, if this, I'm holding you to that. I have witnesses." And Long is, you know, kind of going along with it. That was probably like the one funny anecdote. But other than that, I mean, it's been pretty quiet. You know, so the players are just very, you know, they're going through the motions with media availability, but these guys get asked, you know, an hour's worth of questions every day for four straight days. And there's only, you know, so much that I commend their endurance. So that's that. I mean, as far as stories that I don't think are getting enough publicity. I mean, I was talking with someone today about it. You know, everyone's making, giving the Eagles a pretty good shot because they've embraced the underdog role and how they've ridden that. But what people don't realize is, I mean, the momentum completely resets. We're a week and a half from any meaningful football.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, these players, like their travel schedules, it's an away game for both teams. You know, their practice schedules get messed up by all this media availability. So I think it's hard to really build on any momentum. I think that's why some Super Bowls in the past have been so difficult to predict, is because you get kind of a clean slate from both sides. And so that's something I think the experience is a big factor. That one's being talked about a lot. I think once the lights go on and the game kicks off at, you know, 5:30 Central Time, 5:30 local time, 6:30 where you'll be watching in Charlotte, you know, on Sunday, you know, the lights and all that may affect the Patriots marginally less. I think that story that has been getting a lot of traction is worth talking about. But as far as the Eagles' momentum, I don't know how much we can read into, you know, them pounding on the Vikings as a sign in itself that they'll be able to dethrone the Patriots.
ESPN's Phil Murphy joining us right now on Unpacking It. And one storyline just that popped into my head, I don't hear enough people talking about the fact that New England is actually going for a back-to-back Super Bowl. which mm-hmm. because we just kind of take that for granted because they've been to so many and they're going for number six. But the fact that they're going back to back and some of the you know the same players that were on that team last year, of course, are still a part of this. But when you are talking with you know either buddies that are there or current former players that you're interviewing, all that sort of thing, for those that are picking the Eagles, because to me it's so hard to pick the Eagles. It's rare. We don't hear a lot of people saying it. What are their reasons for giving the Eagles a good shot when they look at this game? What do you find as some of the common threads of this is how the Eagles can win this game?
Yeah, I actually talked to NFL Live's Trey Wingo about that this morning. You know, got his pick for one of our shows, and he said, you know, if I'm picking with my heart, I'm picking the Eagles because they seem to be the team that the public's supporting. They're the underdog. A lot of people just outright dislike the Patriots, so that's the team. You know, they'll root their second favorite team. You know, whoever their favorite team is, their second favorite team is whoever's playing against New England. That's right. So that's kind of been the impetus. But you know, Trey said, yeah, but if you're asking me to pick with my head, I'm taking New England. I'm taking Tom Brady. He called him Freddy Krueger and that he's just impossible to kill.
Yep.
But I mean, it holds true. Brady's had 53 career game-winning drives, 11 in the postseason. So when they get the ball and a chance to, you know, take over and beat Jacksonville in the fourth quarter, I mean, everyone knows they've seen this movie before. And I mean, I think the Jaguars themselves, they were scared to put the game away. They were scared to do anything other than try and drain some clock and just hope that you know, zero happened before more Brady heroics. And we know what happened there. A little bit of symmetry too. You mentioned how, you know, no one's really talking about the Patriots going back to back. You know, they're going for 3 and 4 years, which they did. They completed 13 years ago at Super Bowl 39. And that was when they played the Eagles.
Right.
And this is the sixth all-time Super Bowl rematch. So there's a little bit of weird symmetry there. I'm sure fans in Philadelphia are hoping things go a little differently than that time.
That's right.
But yeah, as far as the repeat, it's very, very difficult to do in a league designed for parity, especially. And Commissioner Roger Goodell was asked about that at his State of the League address yesterday about, you know, the league's design for parity. Is the New England dominance good or bad for the NFL? And he kind of dodged this specific nature of the question, but he defended the balance in the league, you know, nationwide, but said when you have a team that is as excellent as New England, it is good for the league. And I think he's right. I think the ratings for this will be a lot higher than if the Eagles, say, had played the Jaguars
in
Super Bowl 52.
No, definitely. And I always think, man, I love when the Patriots are in the Super Bowl because almost every one of their games has come down to the wire. So it's always a good one, mm-hmm. which I love. I just, my expectation going into Sunday's game is it's going to be another close one just because that's what we're used to when New England's in the Super Bowl. So we can hope for that for sure. We're going to take a quick break, but we've got plenty more with our guest, Phil Murphy, right after this. You're listening to Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry on 730 The Game, ESPN Charlotte, and unpackingit.com.
This is Dr. Armstrong for Charlotte Dentistry's Dental Minute. Your dental health can affect your entire body. Louis Grizzard was a legendary American humorist. He had a column in the Atlanta Journal and sold millions of books. Grizzard died at the age of 47, way too young, from problems with his heart valves. Problems that some medical professionals have suggested may have been caused by not taking care of his teeth. Infection and inflammation in his mouth migrated to his heart, causing it to be damaged. Grizzard's case is extreme, but it drives home an important point. How you take care of your mouth can have a big impact on your entire body. The good news is that you can avoid much of this with simple practicing of good oral hygiene. Brush and floss regularly, eat healthy, schedule regular checkups, and if you have a dental problem, get it treated. You're not only doing your teeth a favor, you're helping your whole body. You can visit our website, charlottedentistry.com, to find answers to all your dental questions. I'm Dr. Armstrong with your Dental Minute.
Unpacking It thanks Kazepas Law for their support of this radio show. They're a real estate law firm with a focus on residential real estate closings, offering mobile closings in Mecklenburg, Iredell, Cabarrus, Gaston, Lincoln, Catawba, and Union counties. You can find out more about scheduling your mobile closing with Kazepas Law online at residentialreclosings.com. That's residentialreclosings.com.
More sports, faith, and life right after this on Unpacking It.
Hi, this is Charlie Sternberg, and I'm a proud supporter of Unpacking It Ministries. I'm also an independent insurance agent here in Charlotte that prides myself on helping Unpacking It listeners obtain ultra-low rates for their home, auto, and business insurance. It would be an honor for me to serve you and your family or business. Visit my website at insurewithcharlie.com. That's I-N-S-U-R-E with charlie.com, and call me today.
Welcome back to the show that unpacks the lives of guests from the sports and entertainment world. Here is Bryce Johnson.
This is Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry on 730 The Game, ESPN Charlotte. We're a show about sports, faith, and life. Check out our website, unpackingit.com, and be sure to subscribe to our email devotional and our podcast. We're in the middle of a conversation with Phil Murphy from ESPN. We'll get back to him in just a moment. But before that, let me ask you this. Have you been looking for a better health insurance option? Well, my buddy Kyle Romanat can help you navigate the craziness of health insurance and find the plan that fits your family the best. Go to healthmarketgenius.com. That's healthmarketgenius.com to check out ways he can help. Now, let's jump back into our interview with Phil Murphy from ESPN. And he's been with ESPN since 2010, and he's in Minnesota covering the Super Bowl. And he's seen internationally on different ESPN outlets in Africa and Australia and the Philippines. And Phil has joined us on the show before and shared a lot about his faith journey and just his story of following Jesus. And so I'd love to just kind of hear what God has been teaching you recently and just the fact that you recently got married. I know factors into just the journey as well. So what's kind of been on your heart and what's God been revealing to you?
I mean, I would say the biggest thing would be, you know, his magnitude. You know, it's really cool to see, you know, at our wedding, for example, so many people coming together and, you know, some of them who know the Lord and some of them who don't. And then to see how, like, you know, hearts were struck, you know, by either the ceremony itself or, you know, the testimony of those there, just, you know, seeing us interact in community and hearing stories, you know, I was handing out groomsmen gifts or my wife was handing out, you know, her bridesmaid gifts about, you know, the impact they've had on those lives. So seeing how, like, you know, just really like the Corneo community come together, but also just how, you know, some of the struggles that she and I have been through being redeemed, in something like that, in a setting like that, and being so visible and obvious to those who, you know, we've been praying for a lot, but don't, you know, yet know the Lord. So that's the one that's the most immediate, is just, you know, how big and, you know, how so much of what we've been through has been just part of his plan. Yeah, but that's probably the big one, man. I mean, cause that's just so immediate. That's one that's just, you know, my wife and I've been talking about as some of the fallout, I guess you could say, from some conversations that have happened since then. And things that we've heard about that have happening and conversations that continue to happen between people who attended the wedding. So that's been really, really cool to see.
Definitely.
And just, you know, how she and I are, you know, an answered prayer for each other. It's just, it's really, really humbling. And it just, you know, for me, it underscores like, okay, well, you know, if he's that big and that powerful, omnipotent, and he's that good, then, you know, I can trust him. And you pursue him in prayer with delight, not out of obligation.
That's a great line. Out of delight, not out of obligation. Very, very cool.
Yeah, you and I both had a hard time saying it. It's a good line, but now, I got to figure out how to spit it out.
That's right. That's right. I was doing it from memory at the same time. But no, I love that. That's awesome. And I know too that you're somewhat of a reader, and I know books that you've read, Explicit Gospel and Don't Waste Your Life. Has there been something you've been reading lately or even a book of the Bible that you've been studying?
Yeah, well, it's a specific chapter. My best man and I and a couple other guys have been going through Romans 8.
Nice.
A verse at a time. And so we have an alarm that goes off on our phones collectively at noon each day. And we go through a verse. I'm slacking today. I've been working today.
Yeah.
but we'll go through a verse and just kind of be in a group text about, you know, what our observations are, you know, in light of the context. So it's been like a really just slow, deep dive, and that's been good. And I'm getting ready to lead a study through John Piper's Future Grace, which I'm really excited about. I've only just started digging into it, but I think it's going to be a book that has a profound impact. So you mentioned Don't Waste Your Life. I mean, that's a Piper book. So I'm just kind of going along that vein still with Future Grace right now. So we'll see where that leads.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Very, very cool. Love hearing that. And then one final thought, just kind of thinking about the Super Bowl and thinking about just the underlying faith element to the story is for both teams. But I know that the Philadelphia Eagles, especially this year, they've just been very vocal and outspoken. Last week on the show, we actually had Chris Maragos sharing about his story and his faith and the team's faith and all that sort of thing. But just from your perspective in interacting with the team and hearing some of these stories as well, what do you kind of make of the season that they've had, especially just with their openness that's been so evident?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to see. Like, you know, I'm not the type who's going to, you know, suggest like, oh, these guys are more open about their Bible studies, so I'm going to give them the edge on Sunday. But it is awesome to see the guys use the platform, and, you know, Nick Foles in particular, you know, that kind of priority in a business that is so inherently competitive is, I think, a lesson that we can all apply to whatever our field is, and just seeing how, you know, he's able to keep that priority right. And, you know, I think the Lord has rewarded that faithfulness with him, you know, and how he's been given credit where credit's due there. And, you know, it's something I'm doing work this week with Emmanuel Acho, former Eagles linebacker. So he and I do a segment together every night. And I heard him talking on, you know, one of our Deportes sets the other day about, you know, how he was in a Bible study with Carson and maybe not Carson Wentz. I don't think they overlapped in Philly, but Nick Foles definitely, and a couple other guys. And, you know, it's just this culture of, you know, being authentic with, you know, their relationship with the Lord and where it's striking them. And I think it's really cool to see how sports media at large has been so respectful of that, because they're guys who walk the talk and they're upstanding people, and you know, they're respected in the community. They give back immensely to the community. They live very open-handedly, and it's for them. It's them being honest about who they are and what they prioritize and what matters to them. And for them, what is, you know, the pinnacle of their importance in their day-to-day lives. So I think Foles in particular, that's a great example of that. But Matt Slater is the same way on the Patriots.
Yep.
I know for one, and there are a handful of other guys who, you know, I could list off here, but it's really cool to see anyone with that kind of platform and, you know, with that kind of consequence potentially of being open about their faith, being fearless and bold. And, you know, I think, you know, good, faithful servants to the King.
Amen. And the same is true for you. And so, Phil, man, we appreciate you being a part of Unpacking It today and all that you're doing and representing and, man, around the world. So keep being a light and doing a great job on the air and off the air as well. And we're excited to hear about the marriage. And so hopefully you get that honeymoon in and enjoy the rest of your time in Minnesota covering the Super Bowl. So thanks so much for taking some time today.
Bryce, thanks so much, brother.
All right. There's Phil Murphy, anchor for ESPN. You can see him internationally. You can also see some of his videos on ESPN.com as well. And so we greatly appreciate him being a part of Unpacking It today. Up next, we'll do our segment, Unpack This, about the one thing that the Patriots and Eagles must have on Super Bowl Sunday. This is Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry on 730 The Game, ESPN Charlotte, and unpackingit.com.
Revealing and authentic conversations with athletes, coaches, and broadcasters. More Unpacking It is next.
Auto insurance is confusing and your rates are always going up. Do you have an independent insurance agent shopping your rates? If not, call me today. My name is Charlie Sternberg and I am an independent insurance agent here in Charlotte. I've helped hundreds of clients just like you lower their auto insurance rates by shopping over 15 different carriers for free. Visit me at insurewithcharlie.com. That's insurewithcharlie.com, and call me today.
More sports, faith, and life right after this on Unpacking It.
This is Clint Hudson from 12th Man Ministries coming to you from the Super Bowl in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Super Bowl is the pinnacle of entertainment, the mecca of the sports world, the cream of the crop, best of the best. The Super Bowl provides athletes with the world's largest stage to perform on. But let's take a second to zero in on an athlete who will not be performing on Sunday. The former starting and currently injured leader of the Eagles offense, Carson Wentz, has often been associated with the statement, audience of one. But when you're playing on the world's largest stage, how could you possibly be playing for an audience of only one? The phrase audience of one refers to playing and living not for the purpose of receiving praise, but for the purpose of providing glory, glory to God. James 1:17 says that every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. The way we use our gifts, time, and talents paints a picture of our generous and loving Father. So whatever you do and whatever stage you do it on, do it for an audience of one, for the glory of God the Father. If you would like some more information on how you could support or become involved in 12th Man Ministries, please visit 12thmanministries.org. That's 12thmanministries.org. And remember, who you are is more than what you do.
Sharing the personal side of sports. This is Unpacking It on 730 The Game, ESPN Charlotte.
Hope you enjoyed our conversation with ESPN's Phil Murphy. If you missed any part of it, check out unpackingit.com or find our podcast in iTunes. Thank you so much for listening to Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry. It's time for our final segment. We call it Unpack This, and you can subscribe to the email version on our website, unpackingit.com, and receive the devotional in your inbox each weekday. But right now, I want to unpack the driving force behind a team's success. So, the Patriots and the Eagles, they've earned their way to the Super Bowl with hard work, talent, execution, and teamwork. But beyond all the cliches and the obvious reasons these teams are so good, the one element that drives them towards success is trust. The players must trust the coach's game plan each week, and they have to trust their teammates to do their job so the plays are executed properly. A quarterback trusts his wide receiver to catch the ball, his lineman to protect him, and his running back to find the holes. I can go on and on explaining why trust is the foundation for so much of football. But the reality is, teams can have talented athletes and even an accomplished coach, but without trust, they won't win at the highest level. In our own lives, trust is rooted in many of our decisions, and it plays a part in how we feel and what our emotions are. Our marriages must be built on trust in order to live in harmony, free from worrying and questioning. Friendships thrive when we trust in each other's support, knowing we want the best for each other and are always there when needed. Ultimately, trust is most powerful when we place our trust in Jesus, because we can trust our eternity is secure. His plan is the best. His way leads to true life, and our sins are forgiven. We can trust that good can come from difficult situations, and trust His faithfulness will get us through anything. The Bible encourages us to commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act. Whenever we allow emotions like anger, worry, doubt, and discouragement to creep in, we are really expressing a lack of trust in God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Today, as we think about the Super Bowl matchup and the importance of each team operating out of trust, let's consider our own need to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. So I'm Bryce Johnson. I hope you're willing to unpack that. Thank you so much for joining me today on Unpacking It. I've had a blast. Can't wait to join you again next week. I hope that we'll stay connected throughout the week, and you can do so on social media and on unpackingit.com. If you have any thoughts about today's show, you can email me, bryce@unpackingit.com. Until next time, I'm Bryce, and I'm a sports fan who follows Jesus. I hope you'll join me as we live life as sports fans who follow Jesus together. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy the Super Bowl. This has been Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry on 730 The Game, ESPN Charlotte.